Are you hopeful for the future, based on what you know?
From the information that I've received just in the last couple months, it's not good, because the last major message just says many are going to perish for the lack of knowledge. In other words, the people who've got their head in the sand, they're going to go back to sleep someplace else, I think. I mean, they don't want to hear it. They'd rather go listen to what Bush has got planned or the football game or something else. As the economy collapses, as the wars increase all over the place. And this is all part of the game.
So do you think some people will put their gloves down a little bit and then that's when they get slammed?
What the extraterrestrials are saying is how the universe works is that out of the chaos, we're going to create the new, whatever it is, going to be the new beginning. As you know, as the Mayans say, this is the beginning of the Aquarian Age. Only, how is it going to be? It's not going to be based on the premises what we've been using, because everything we've done has basically failed.
I've got to ask you this. There had been so much talk about a Planet X rolling around May 15th of this year, and it was going to wipe us out. It didn't happen. There was another person who said that it was coming around the 1st of June. She changed her mind, said that the Pleiadians had told her, and it didn't happen. Did this ever happen with you? Did you get any thoughts on that at all from them?
There is object in space coming, but I don't think... I'll tell you what, if you look at a sequence of events on vibration and you see us coming at the ending of this cycle, we're going to have a lot of things coming into collision, but I'm not necessarily saying we're going to get hit by a meteoroid or anything, or another planet or something. I believe that there's a wave of energy that we're going to run into about the year 2012 again, the monastic ring or the photon belt they talk about. Mm-hmm. And this energy stream happens to be part of the cycle, as the Pleiadians said, that as the planet Earth is going around our sun's going around the central sun of Alcyon, which is about a 26,000-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're entering into this period of time where enormous changes are going to happen. You talk about blackouts. We're going to have blackouts clear across the United States. In fact, the whole planet.
On an ongoing basis?
On an ongoing basis. Our grid system is that's always been a target. A lot of people have known that, and that's an easy way to bring us down.
You know, in 1965, when we had the big power outage at the time, there were a lot of reports. I was only 15, but there were a lot of reports of UFO sightings all over the eastern side of the United States. I sometimes wonder if that had anything to do with it then.
The only thing that I'm aware of is the ETs are monitoring any time we set off a nuclear bomb, any time a nuclear thing. Even though they use a nuclear reaction to propel, you know, to set up the energy system, when we explode a bomb, that affects them and other dimensions. And they're very critical of that. They say that's the only thing that will disrupt the soul energy itself. They say there's no death, as you and I call it. The soul will continue on, but nuclear will disrupt that soul energy.
Would they ever, if it was going to happen again, let's say some kind of massive nuclear calamity between countries, would they step in and try to stop this, or would they let them happen?
Well, they can't interfere. What they're saying is, because I asked that same question, they are planning on encapsulating the planet and make another sun out of it.
If that's what happens?
If that's what happens. Again, the game is how we're going to play it out over the next 8 years, and it's up to us to rethink the ending of the story.
How are they going to turn us into a sun, for crying out loud?
Well, that'd be our own nuclear challenge. Look what we're doing right now. I mean, the first nuclear explosion happened in 1908. You know, the Tungusta-Siberian thing. I mean, I got all the documents and followed it up. The Germans set that off, and that was to flip the planet on its axis prematurely. They called it Project Eden Return.
The Germans had that kind of technology in 1908?
Yeah, I put it up on my website, the whole story about it. I mean, it's fascinating. Colonel Francis Younghusband, which is a British officer, was born in India, and he led an expedition to Tibet in 1904. And what he did, the documents the monks were hiding, you've heard about it, Churchwood and the others were talking about it, were the documents of Atlantis and Lemuria.
Yeah.
And the documents that showed that the planet was engineered for 500 million people, was going to flip on its axis about the year 2000, and the secrets of nuclear fusion. Now, of course, he didn't know anything about this stuff, so he gave it to his boss, who was Lord Curzon, who was the viceroy in India, appointed from London, right? And they forwarded it to London. London analyzed and said there were about 2 billion people on the planet at that time, or four times the Earth's carrying capacity. So they decided to, let's return the planet to Eden again, Eden return. They gave the best scientists in the world the technology, and they went up and exploded the first nuclear explosion. And we have a lot of video footage and a lot of witnesses that saw a missile actually going up.
Well, why didn't they use that kind of technology in World War II to
win
the war?
In World War II, we took the nuclear submarines right out of the chute at the end. And I have documents in 1938. The Germans were selling enriched uranium to the Japanese. So what is out to the public is not necessarily true. At any rate, what had occurred, as soon as the war came over, we then took half of the scientists the Soviets did. If you remember, we started doing above-ground nuclear testing.
And you're talking about World War II now.
Right, uh-huh.
All right.
We started doing above-ground nuclear testing. We even, like an idiot, exploded a nuclear bomb up in the higher atmosphere.
Yes.
That radiation has gone up and formed a band 4 miles thick around the entire planet. That's eaten holes through the ocean.
Is that what they tell you?
That's right. Well, I'm also getting that verified from, that's what the ETs tell me, but also getting it verified from here. I've been talking to airline pilots right now. In fact, I just flew back with three of them. And they're now wearing radiation detectors because the radiation, the gamma and the ultraviolet that's coming down is affecting them. And this is above 36,000 feet.
I have heard some talk that they're wondering how the effects of radiation could be on people who travel a lot.
Well, they're starting to get sick and they're dying. Meanwhile, according to the extraterrestrials and the scientists that I'm reviewing, I'm trying to verify the information the ETs give me.
Well, don't you believe it at face value?
No. There's one of the things, you discern everything.
Well, why? Would they be tricking you or what?
No, not necessarily. But when I first came back in the United States, I gave a lot of the data that I had to some other people. For instance, I'll give you an example. When I was over with Billy, he had some documents, and it was called the Talmud of Emmanuel.
Billy Meyer, you're saying.
Yeah, okay. He had these documents called the Talmud of Emmanuel, or the Teaching of Emmanuel. And I'm reading these things, and I mean, they were incredible. They were exactly the same thing that I had heard earlier when I was, a young kid. Dr. Walter Moyer in Denver, who was one of the scholars that were digging up the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
He gave me this whole story about the real story of Christ. Anyway, it's almost identical. Anyway, I shared that with some other people, and then they came back with me and twisted the stories around a little bit. And it caused a problem between Billy and I for a while till we got straightened away. I shared the information, but I think Dr. Jim Deardorff, you maybe had him on your show or so, he looked at the documents trying to disprove them, and he ended up writing a book called Celestial Teachings, the real book of Matthew.
Yeah.
A real fascinating document. But anyhow, I was responsible for getting him over here. What happens is other people get the information, and they may translate it. And so I'm looking at the same thing that I get from the ETs. Right now, the information that I have in the books that I have, I know where they come from, and I don't worry about that. It's the physical stuff that I have to verify, because like you and other people that are listening, they want to know where this stuff is at. Well, I'm going to try to point you in the right way.